This ideal day visualization is designed to help you imagine and then create the life you choose to live. It presents you with a process for getting clearer about what matters to you and what makes you happy. It's also a process you can use to begin focusing more powerfully on the ways you might want to change your life, from health and fitness to home, career, finance, relationships, and more. This exercise is part of a long tradition of visualization methods focused on helping us enjoy more of the experiences we most desire. This particular visualization evolved from an experience and an experiment that I decided to run myself. When I turned 30, I had this realization. It dawned on me that unless I made some conscious choices about how I wanted my life to be, it would probably continue going more or less how it had gone. That wasn't a terrible prospect. My life was okay. It just wasn't great. I had a job, but it wasn't a great job. I had a relationship, but it wasn't a great relationship. And I had a sense of who I was, but I didn't have a very clear sense of where I was going or why. I felt a little lost. One day, while sitting on a park bench, I decided that I didn't have a lot of specific answers to questions like, what do I want to do with my life? So I would just imagine what I could about making my way through a whole ideal day. And I imagined what it would feel like to live the life I was imagining. I imagined snippets of my ideal living situation, my ideal work, my ideal relationships, with my partner, friends, family, and perhaps most important, with myself. I imagined the enthusiasm I would have for my life and the satisfaction I would take in it. Doing this had an almost immediate and rather surprising effect on me, and it helped me to make a series of decisions that I don't think I would have otherwise had the clarity and confidence to undertake. It caused me to change my behavior and attitudes in ways that put me on a very different life path and transformed virtually all of my relationships and my self-perception for the better. I won't go into my story here, but suffice it to say that I would not be doing what I'm doing now or living the wonderful life I'm enjoying if it weren't for doing this exercise then and on a regular basis since then. Typically, I do this exercise whenever I feel like I need a boost of energy or inspiration, or when I'm trying to get clear about which way I want to take some part of my life. I sometimes do quick mini versions in the morning before I get out of bed, particularly when I'm imagining how I want an important event or meeting to go. I do longer, in-depth versions, sometimes for several days in a row, when I go on vacation or take a retreat. I also make a point of doing the ideal day visualization every New Year's Day, and I include it in many of the workshops I offer, including my Refine Your Life course. I get something new and different out of it each time, and I also see consistent themes and patterns that keep me focused on what matters most to me over the long haul. You can use this visualization whenever you need a dose of positivity or want to get clearer about your sense of direction. It's also a very helpful exercise to do at least once a year, perhaps at the turn of the year or on your birthday, or whenever you experience a significant life change, because your own sense of your own ideal life will naturally change and evolve over time. Let's talk for a moment about what makes this type of visualization worthwhile. Although I developed this particular meditation instinctively out of my own desire to set my life on a better path, I now know that this type of visualization and self-guided meditation has been used for ages by a great many wise people and recommended by many teachers as a way of accessing information that's somewhat inaccessible during the course of our normal, busy waking lives. I also know some of the science behind why it works. Part of it is a neurological thing. The exercise helps you steer around well-worn thought patterns to access new synaptic networks. It creates new connections between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. It also stimulates a part of the brain known as the reticular activating system. This is a system that's located near your brainstem, and it's a part of a very powerful sorting and filing system. It's responsible for filtering through all the information your senses take in during the day and then deciding what's significant or relevant enough to keep in your awareness and active memory and what's just flotsam and jetsam of the daily experience and not particularly important. The reticular activating system is why, once you've taken an interest in a particular make and model of car, for example, you suddenly start seeing that car everywhere. Or once you've learned a new word, you suddenly start reading and hearing it spoken all over the place. But the reticular activating system also plays a role in helping you develop your instincts, your sense of possibility, your openness to making the kinds of connections with people and information that can help you turn your chosen possibilities into reality. When you do a visioning exercise or a meditation like the one I'm offering here, you give your brain some very important suggestions, and your whole nervous system gets new information about what's important and relevant to you. The next thing you know, you suddenly pick up on a snippet of conversation that's going on next to you at a cafe, or you notice a magazine article or a community class listing you would previously have ignored, or you just feel motivated to check out a new place or person you might otherwise have passed by. This is all information that can be very helpful in moving your vision into the realm of reality and helping you establish new ways of thinking and believing that support it. Visualization exercises like the Ideal Day Meditation also have an immediate effect on your biochemistry, releasing a cascade of feel-good hormones and neurotransmitters that can leave you feeling much more energized, calm, balanced, and upbeat. Visualization exercises and meditations of this sort have all kinds of subtle and profound effects throughout the body-mind. Of course, envisioning your ideal life is just a first step. You also have to begin taking actions that support it and taking practical steps to overcome the internal and external obstacles that have kept it out of reach up until now. This is where goals and action planning become important, and where establishing good learning and support systems for your choices becomes essential. Still, I think visioning is a very important first step, one that makes those other actions feel more doable and motivating, and one that focuses your actions in a more purposeful, powerful way. If you're interested in learning more about the visioning process and in getting guidance on visioning exercises related to specific areas like work, health, finances, or relationships, I highly recommend Lucia Capaccioni's great book, Visioning: 10 Steps to Designing Your Dreams. One of the exercises she recommends, and that I've found very helpful, is creating a vision board. Basically, it's a big freeform collage that gives you a visual representation of whatever ideal life elements you're choosing to bring into reality. Once you've completed the ideal day visualization exercise presented here, consider committing key elements of your vision to paper by creating your own vision board. You can combine images and words snipped from magazines, or bits of your own artwork or found objects, whatever appeals to you. Then, and this is very important, put the board somewhere where you can see it on a daily basis. Take a photo of it that you can slip into your journal or day planner or wallet so that you can take a peek at it whenever you need a boost or just a reminder of why you're doing what you're doing. From there, you can decide which elements of your vision are calling to you most powerfully or have the potential to affect your life most significantly, and then establish specific goals and action plans toward making them a reality. Those two you want to have someplace you'll see them on a regular basis. Over the years I've been doing these sorts of visioning exercises, I've experienced some really extraordinary results, and it's been fun to see how my ideal day visions have gradually become my reality, and how my vision boards, goals, and action plans, the things I created over years, have quite reliably come to fruition. I hope you have a similar experience, and that you enjoy the benefits of putting your attention on your own highest choices, even if it's just for a few moments a day to start with. As your ideal day vision becomes better established in your body-mind, you'll find that it becomes both easier and more compelling to make the choices that support it, and more awkward and painful to make the kinds of choices that work against it. You'll also find that you come to attract and resonate with other people who have, like you, put their focus on leading their lives in more conscious, positive ways. You'll develop a support system that will help keep you more motivated and focused and committed to making your vision a present-day reality. And increasingly, you'll find that the tools, information, and other resources you need to move ahead will start finding you. Before we get started with your ideal day visualization, here are a few tips to help you get the most out of this experience. Allow 30 to 45 minutes for the complete meditation, and do the exercise in a quiet, comfortable place where you won't be interrupted. Keep a journal or blank paper nearby so you can jot down images and thoughts as they come during the brief intervals I'll offer you for this purpose, or at the end of the exercise. Set aside your notions of what is possible or realistic for the time being, and just let your mind and imagination travel freely. Don't worry about whether things make sense. Give yourself permission to pursue possibilities that seem irrational or odd right now. They may lead you to insights or ideas that actually make a lot of sense. If you start noticing self-created objections coming up, like, it's selfish for me to want this, or I don't deserve this, or this is silly, notice that, and then release those thoughts. Trust that whatever's coming up is coming up for a good and beneficial reason, and that the information within your vision has real value. Allow your visualization to proceed at its own pace. Don't be concerned about whether you're following my suggestions or keeping up. You can listen as many times as you like, and you'll probably get new and different information and images each time you do. Trust that you'll get the visualization suggestions that are right for you right now. As I guide you through this meditation, you may get very clear mental pictures about some things and not about others. You may not see images at all. Instead, you may just have feelings or get words or impressions or memories or vague sensations. That's totally fine. Our minds work in different ways. Just allow the experience to unfold however it does for you. Visualization still works, even if you aren't seeing things in concrete visual ways. Once we've completed the visualization portion of the exercise, I'll offer you an opportunity to take some notes about your experience and some questions to consider. You can respond to those questions directly after your visioning session or at some later time. You can focus on just the questions that seem most relevant to you, or even just jot down some free-form notes, whatever works for you. What's important is that you capture the most enticing, compelling experiences of your visualization in a way that allows you to remember and revisit them later. Either way, during both your visualization and your documentation of it, attempt to describe your experience in as much sensual detail as possible. Take note of sounds, sights, flavors, aromas, feelings. Allow your vision self to be different from your so-called real self in whatever ways you like. And allow yourself room to experience things far outside your normal daily experience. If you decide to pause your visualization, to jot down some notes, or if you need to take a brief break, that's fine. Before returning to your visioning session, just center yourself by closing your eyes and taking 3 deep breaths. To reinforce the effects of your ideal day visualization, listen to the accompanying affirmation tracks during your daily meditations. Also, consider doing the ideal day visualization several days in a row. This can help you refine your vision, play out different possibilities, and do some deep dives in those areas that you feel compelled to get more detail about. It also helps to develop synaptic connections when you do this. That's a brain infrastructure that's supportive of positive change, and it forms over some period of time. Okay, if you're ready now, let's proceed to the visualization exercise.